Now I'm reading verse 7. The Lord hath sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Two things that are here. The excellency of Jacob is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's sworn by the excellency of Jacob. What is that excellency? It's the Messiah that is coming. You could take no oath higher than that. And he says, surely I'll never forget any of their works. Well, we saw last time that he doesn't forget works at all. Even of the believer, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we are to be judged by the things that have been done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. What a picture that is given to us here in that connection. Now, will you note, as we move on down, verse 8, shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwelleth in it? Now, many commentators think this is an earthquake, and it could possibly be. I wouldn't want to rule that out. But I think it's the fact that God is coming down hard upon them in judgment that makes the land tremble. Even today, you can't go through that land. And this is especially true of the northern kingdom. That is, it's all one today, but in that day, it was the kingdom of Israel. You can't go around places like Samaria. It's rugged hill country around Gilgal, around Bethel. All of these places are in a frightful state. It looks as if at one time it was a very fruitful area and that there was a great deal of vegetation there, including a great many trees. But the land has been pretty much denuded today, and it shows the evidence of judgment upon it. God came down heavy on that land, and we're going to see at the end of the next chapter that the promise for the future includes the land with the people. That people and that land go together. You can't separate them at all. And that's a very important thing to always note in prophecy. Now, we're going to see that. Whether it be judgment or whether it be blessing, the blessing will come to the land as well as the people. And today, again, I would say that's another reason that I cannot accept that the prophecies of the Scripture being fulfilled in their present return. To begin with, they have returned physically to the land, but they have not returned spiritually to the Lord, and there's not the blessing upon that land. It hasn't changed. Now, it is true that they have worked, and they have worked hard. They have recovered a great deal of it from swamps, and they have gotten irrigation into the desert in many places. And when they do, it does blossom as the rose. But those places are few and far between, even in that small land today, so that you could not say that these great prophecies are being fulfilled today. The last return to the land has not taken place yet. To begin with, there are more today in New York City of Israel than there is in the entire land of Israel, the nation of Israel. And that ought to tell you something. When most of this country moves to London or to Paris or to Rome or to North Africa, then I will come to the conclusion that America's pretty much divided when we lose the population like that.